Welcome back to SaskTel Center. This is the Coach's Show Now, a presentation of Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall, or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Game one of a best of seven Eastern Conference semifinal between the Saskatoon Blades and the Red Deer Rebels is less than 15 minutes away. I'm joined by assistant coach Wacy Rabbit, kind of like deja vu from last year, correct?
Yeah, it is, you know, Red Deer Rebels round two, and you know, it's important that we have a big start, and we don't want to, you know, go through the same story as last year chasing.
I mean, that was a lot of fun being able to do it, create some history, but it would be nice to win a game one, and it has to happen tonight, right?
Yeah, and we've talked about it, that we need to have a really good start. We need to, you know, build off our positives of obviously from our last game, which I thought was great, but that's in the past. And, you know, even talking about, you know, the past you know, series against Red Deer, that's has no bearing on today. So it's important we worry, you know, puck drop, and you know, hopefully play our best.
You had good starts against Prince Albert throughout the series. You have 2-0 leads in all five games. Lead 2-0, you're generally in a pretty good spot for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and I think each series teaches you something about your team, right? And, you know, how you have to manage not only emotions, but momentum of the game. And I felt like we've done that throughout the series in Prince Albert. Like you mentioned, we gave up a couple leads. And, you know, towards the end, especially our last game, that, you know, we nailed them down, right? So we want to make sure if we go up that we play a complete 60, and that's really important.
Did Prince Albert's style of play in round one prepare you for round two and what Red Deer's going to do? Because in my mind, it's going to be somewhat similar, maybe amped up a little bit more by the Rebels.
Yeah, the Red Deer is a physical team, right? Prince Albert was a physical team. There's no safe spaces out there. So if you want your ice, you're going to have to earn it. And you know, that's something our players have battled through all year, and it did prepare us against Prince Albert. So it'll be nothing different. Our players like to, you know, we play a 200-foot game, and it's important that we go to the net and we take care of ours.
When you're a speed team and you play fast like you guys do, how do you earn your ice?
Well, putting pucks behind the, you know, you want to put the defenseman in foot races, right? If you're a fast team, you want to make sure you're getting them turned and their toes are facing their net, and, you know, beating their forwards up ice. You know, if you have an opportunity for an odd man rush, or you're not going to be back to your net. So you want to put them in foot races, and it's a 200-foot game, and, you know, we do a good job of that.
They won the last two head-to-head meetings in the regular season. They have a different head coach since the last time you saw them. Are they a different team since the last time you saw them as a result?
You know, watching video, they're pretty similar, right? I think, you know, you get the new coach bump for a new voice, so obviously there's something positive out on that side. And you know, it's the same Red Deer since 2001, since I played in the league, right? They play 200 feet, they block shots, they're going to finish your hits, and, you know, they have skill on their team, they have guys that are mean, so it's going to be a fun series, and, you know, our guys are excited.
Look forward to game one tonight. Wacy, thank you so much for the time. Wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Wacy Rabbit, assistant coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, which is a presentation of Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall, or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. We have Adam Ermentrout with the keys to the game next, ahead of game one for both teams. We'll also have the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Playoff Hockey on CJWW.